Hello, and thank you for calling Comwave Networks. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For a dial by name directory, dial 1.
Welcome to the Comwave directory. Please press the first three letters of the person's last name you are trying to reach.
Good morning, this is Stan.
Hi, Stan. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Nicole. Good. How about yourself?
Good. I think I just missed your call.
Yeah, I was actually just going to call you back.
Okay.
But you rang when I was dialing.
Okay. Is this a good time for you? I understand that you maybe were going somewhere.
Well, here in about 10 to 15 minutes, I had to run out.
Okay. Well, this shouldn't take that long. We are looking to come to a decision here on some terms for an approval for you for working capital.
Okay.
And I just had a few questions. Let me see here. Okay. How much were you ideally looking for?
Around 100. Okay. I think we just put 150 there.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a not an exact number, like, you know, we need 30 grand for a truck. It's for, we have some jobs coming up that are going to be heavy on the labor part of it. So, so I'd say 100, 150, but could possibly only use 30 or 40, all depending, because, you know, we do have a lot of other work going on as well. So I guess if that explains the unclarity on the exact amount. So, but I know you have to put something on paper.
Yeah. And the labor, is that something you outsource or?
No, we do that in-house. A little bit about our company. We're a telecom contracting company.
Okay.
And our average burden rate is about 32 bucks an hour with everything, but on normal jobs. But these jobs are getting ready to start up in Monterey County. It's going to be more like 55 an hour because of prevailing wage.
Okay. That's a big jump,
so,
huh?
Yeah. So we could potentially be out, you know, X amount of money versus what we're accustomed to. So, I mean, we're growing, but, you know, something's gotta give a little bit.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely great that you're taking on these jobs. It looks like it might be you get a good return on that and grow the business.
Yeah, in the past we've never really needed any outside financing because of the size of the jobs. We were able to get paid within, you know, a certain amount of period and you know why. So, but you know, we're getting into some bigger jobs and this is just I guess naturally one of those issues.
Yeah, and so this particular job, is this a larger company, or how did you end up, do you usually just work in San Diego, or do you work all over California?
Usually San Diego. What we did is we hired a guy about 9 months ago to start doing sales and estimating for us.
Okay.
So we're seeing the fruits of that now, and we have quite a few jobs on the books, but, you know, there's a few of them that still won't start for, you know, 9 to 12 months out.
Okay.
So we have in the past primarily been San Diego.
Okay.
And primarily $20,000 to $50,000 range jobs. And now we're getting into the, you know, $200,000 to $500,000 range jobs.
Okay. Perfect. Well, this is what we're thinking right now. I'm thinking of a max amount of about 140. You can take the amount you need, but that would be on the high end, 140, and probably a one-year term to start. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if Sam went over any of the details of the loan, but we have a couple different programs, and that's kind of, I wanted to fill you out and see, you know, what you'd be using the money for and that sort of thing, but what is your time frame for getting this funding?
Probably in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, okay.
Yeah, I originally engaged you guys, I think, a few months back.
Okay.
and they said it was better to engage you guys more when we needed the money. I don't want to wait, 2 days before a payroll. That's cutting it too thin. So I think now's a good time.
Okay. If we can get the funding for you next week, would that work?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. We have a program that's very streamlined. There's no other conditions or stipulations involved. It would be either you could choose a daily or a weekly payback. And we would basically send you online documents, and you would just fill them out, and you're ready to go. And then it would fund, but you usually will see the actual funds maybe a couple days after with the delay in the wire. It's a very, very easy program. The benefits of that as well are, if you are a growing business, halfway through the term, you can get additional funding, and we would waive any of the remaining interest on the loan if you renewed. So if it's working out really well for you and you're, taking on these new jobs and you need that cushion or you need to pay for labor, it might be a really good option. Or if you wanted to just pay the loan off early at any time, you would get 25% off the interest.
Okay.
At any point. So there's a lot of flexibility with it, and we do save this program for some of our stronger clients or businesses. So I think it's a really good approval. Now, do you want to see what the numbers would look like on that?
Sure.
Okay. So I'll give you on the very high end, and then if you want to see something lower, I can give that to you. I can also email it to you so you can kind of compare as well.
The email would be better. That way I can discuss it also with our bookkeeper.
Sure.
And and we never got to that point with Sam yet as far as seeing the numbers. It was more just paperwork gathering.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to email it to you, but on the 140, so this will be a 12-month term, you would be looking at around $35.50 for a week. That's for 12 months, and that's, it doesn't include if you were to pay off early or do any type of renewal where we would waive the interest for you. And we put all that in writing as well.
So that's a week. You also mentioned a daily. Is that where, I'm sure, is that ACH direct from the account?
Yeah, so that would be Monday through Friday. And if you did want to do a daily, it would be $7.33. It's really just your preference.
Okay, so that would be basically taking the $140. So is there an option of, let me ask you this, is there an option of, I guess, having the $140 as listed and having the option of only taking $30 out as example?
We do have programs for that, but on this particular one, you would have to really decide what amount you want up front, or you would have to wait 6 months.
So this would be easier because, I'd hate to, example, one payroll, see a deficit, need an extra $10,000, and then, so it could be variable. So maybe this is better, even though it's technically more than we would potentially need, it would just be easier on the
or if you just want to do maybe 100, 120, you can pick any amount, but
sure.
But we wouldn't be
what
able
to. What is the rate on that? What is the rate on that?
Yeah, so this is not going to be an APR, it's going to be a factor rate. So
factor rate, okay.
Let me give you I'm going to give you the total payback.
Okay.
And we can do a shorter term if you'd like as well. Typically, these loans, the shorter the term, the lower the overall payback. But it really just depends on, how your business is structured. And if you wanted to pay it off early, you're really going to get the same payback as if you do something shorter term. But
gotcha.
On 140, which would be the full amount, you'd be looking at an overall payback, principal and interest of 140. $184,800.
Okay.
And that's with no discounts.
Okay, and there's a 25% discount for early pay?
Yeah, at any time.
Huh?
And for renewal, we'll waive any remaining interest, which is great, I think.
Okay.
And this does go on your business credit, not on your personal credit, so you get the tax write-off as well.
Okay.
Well, which is great.
Well, perfect. No, that sounds great. Is it? Yeah, if you could put that in an email, then I could discuss it with the bookkeeper today.
Okay.
And
okay.
Her and I can chat about it, and I imagine just reply back via email and see what the next steps are.
Okay. So I'm going to update this in the system, and then I will have Sam send you the email. Did you want to see any other options, or are you okay with the 140, or do you want to see a different amount as well?
No, 140 is good, and that's what I'll discuss with her.
Okay.
If we wanted to, what we're going to do is have an internal talk about exactly what we think we'll need for these upcoming jobs, and go from there. We haven't really gotten too far into that.
Okay.
Without going just an average, but
yeah.
So yeah, but no, that sounds good. And thanks for calling me and giving me the information.
Yeah. So I'll have Sam send that over, and then when would be a good time for him to follow back up with you?
I'd say either later this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to Sam or myself.
Okay.
And we'll send this out shortly.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much, Nicole, for the phone conversation.
You're welcome.
And, we're just kind of right down the street from you. I'm in San Marcos.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys deal with mainly local or if it's nationwide.
All over the U.S., so it's always great
right.
to work with somebody local. Yeah.
Are you exactly in Cardiff? I mean, I imagine so. That's what the name says. But
we actually used to be in Cardiff, and now we're in the UTC area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of our offices. And we have some other offices, too, up in Orange County as well.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
They have a company called, it's funny, with people start off with a name and then they grow. They have a electrical company out here called La Jolla Electric, but obviously they started in La Jolla, but they're, you know, a lot bigger than that now. So it's almost a little, it almost hurts them a little bit, you know, thinking that they don't go anywhere else besides La Jolla.
Right.
So, okay. Well, that's fantastic. And thank you. Thank you very much, Nicole.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.